Okay, we are recording here for the DaxCast Return 2026. As I got special guest, former Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling Commissioner, the Commish, former Commish, Jordan
Pearce. Stop rubbing in the former. Stop rubbing in the former part.
The former. Listen.
I should have fired you while I had the chance.
You should have. You should have. The Sarge is running Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling like a top, brother.
I'm sincerely sorry I left you with that charisma vacuum. I mean that I left you with Sarge.
Oh. Hey, Sarge. Sarge is keeping up the staples over at the ranch. Excuse me. And holding down the fort. Okay. All right. So let's the task at hand here. Okay. So we did this a few years ago. I don't think we did it last year, but we definitely did it a few years ago. We talked about your love letter to Florida, the Florida 100. Every year you've been doing, I think this is your third or fourth year. Is that correct, Jordan?
Yeah, that should be number four. Yeah, 22, I believe, was the first one. So 22, 23, 24, and yeah, 25 now.
And, you know, we just want to add some dialogue kind of to, to all these, the rankings. Jordan, why don't you talk about real quick before we get started, kind of like the premise of this idea of doing the ranking, kind of like the PWY, the Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah.
Type concept here.
Yeah, no, I mean, you kind of alluded to it a little bit here. Yeah, the PWI 500 method, which I'll get to more here in a second here. But yeah, so all my life I've been a pro wrestling fan, and on top of that, I've been a Florida wrestling fan. I always knew one day I'd get involved in the business. That was a foregone conclusion. I knew I'd be involved some way or somehow. So I've always paid attention to the scene here. You know, I've always been looking up, you know, the likes of Scoot Andrews and, you know, Billy Fives and, you know, Buck Quartermain, who we both have worked with now. And, you know, and later on, you know, sticking up with, you know, the Torture and David Mercury, all that stuff. So, you know, I've always loved Florida wrestling. I've always noticed the, you know, extreme amount of talent that's come from here, you know, Diamante, so on and so forth. So I moved out of Florida for the first time since I could remember, and was feeling, you know, a little homesick and whatnot. And I toyed around with the list previously in the past of doing something like that. But I was like, I don't want to offend anybody because, you know, I knew people were going to get upset when so-and-so was 94 or so-and-so is only 72 when a lot of people think they might, you know, or should be higher. But I was like, you know what? I'm not in Florida at the moment. And I knew my intention was pure. You know what I mean? I knew, like, the true logic of it was to just showcase that, like the PWI 500, I've always loved the PWI 500. Like, yeah, you can nitpick, oh, why is that WWE guy number one? Or why isn't, like, you know, the better wrestler higher and stuff like that? But I always loved it because I would love reading about the 300s and the 400s and the guys in Ring of Honor or Combat Zone or, you know, Jersey All Pro, Chikara, the other places. And as we've been throughout the years here, there's been more and more lists all the times, you know, from other states or other, you know, cultures or ethnicities that had, like, hey, here's some great talent. And I want to do one for Florida. Go like, hey, look, easily here's 100 great talented people here. And I could do a 150, 200 if I wanted to, actually. But, you know, yeah. I like the 100. I think people get even madder, too, if someone was like, you know, 142. They'd get really mad. but to easily show that there's 100 great talented people here in the state here. And so, yeah, just, you know, try to put together, like you said, kind of a love letter to Florida here. Each year I do try to expand it as much as I can. You know, I am a Fort Myers guy, but I've worked with people in Miami and Tampa and Orlando and, you know, and then those places, you know, people have connections to higher up, whatnot. So I'm trying to get, you know, the panhandle all the way down to Miami to the middle here. I try not to cater to just Fort Myers, you know, if it's not, you know, the real pro champion isn't necessarily number one or whatever, but, you know, I do try to spread it out as much as I can. I think each year it has been spread out more and more. Luckily, you've been, you know, a supporter and always given good feedback since day one. Eddie Torres has always been really good and given good feedback since day one and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, like I said, it really is just a showcase, you know, another way of spreading the word. And it has worked, too. You know, some people kind of don't get it. Some people don't like it. Some people love it. And there's been fans that have been literally have said the words I want to hear, which is, hey, thank you. I've learned about so-and-so because of the list. I've looked up so-and-so. Now I'm a fan of so-and-so. You know what I mean? Even outside of Florida, people are like, oh, okay, this is who to look at. I'll go and watch these people. And, you know, that's the point of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of talent in Florida. And a
Yeah.
lot of times Florida talent gets looked over because we have the Mecca here. NXT is here. And
Yeah.
if you're a professional wrestler, more than likely you want to wrestle in the biggest company in the world that does it. And so you have a lot of migratory wrestlers, independent wrestlers that are trying to go and get the look and maybe get a tryout, kind of get hot in the scene, and it's conveniently located near where a lot of scouting takes place. But there is a huge independent scene that is here in Florida, and it has a rich history. Of course, we go back to Championship Wrestling from Florida with Dusty Rhodes and everybody else that built
Absolutely.
essentially built the infrastructure, the foundation of professional wrestling and what it is today. What is the some of the criteria now that you use to basically for the ranking? I guess what are the th things and qualifications, one, to get on the list, and two, to move up or down the list? What criteria do you take in mind when you put that together?
Yeah, so we're still also always kind of, toying and tweaking that as we go throughout the years. Something that kind of the basis that I've tried to suggest to people is, simple things. And then again, Eddie Torres has kind of helped with this as well. Kind of, let's look at quality of work. Let's look at creativity, the quantity of shows, and crowd reaction. Kind of the basic things of what makes, I think, a true superstar, a great pro wrestler, however you want to word it here. So those are kind of the things I always suggest to people here. I do always ask each year, I always put it out to the everyone, like, hey, any suggestions on how to make it, better? Do we do this or that? And it is still currently also a fan voting option as well, fan and peer voting. So if it does help, if you just if you blast it out there, I guess, there's definitely people that are higher because they advertised it and whatnot. And there's other people that are maybe lower because, they didn't, and not necessarily saying they should by any means, but, so it is still a little bit of a fan voting system as well, which we could tweak in the future, but that is kind of how it currently is and things that we suggest.
So why don't we just dive right in? I mean, I was one of the contributors to you, at least. I don't like ranking wrestlers, I'll be quite honest, because it's entertainment, right? It's not like the MMA or UFC or whatever, where you actually go in and you fight somebody and beat them. So if you're ranked higher or lower or whatever, it doesn't mean that you're a better wrestler or a better professional wrestler. Let me put it that way. Like, I think that's a mis like guys, it's not shoot, okay? And I've always liked to look at it like how Bret Hart actually puts it. There's the look that someone has. That's one big aspect. Then there's their promo or their personality that goes along with that, and then there's their performance or work, and how good that work is. I also look at other aspects too, and to me, I just want to get that out to you, this get out here. If I believe somebody could main event my promotion or main event a card multiple times as a main eventer, in my opinion, I think that person should be higher. But if that person only works one promotion that runs five shows a year, is that really make them that much higher? So like there's a balance there. Like Samuel L. Jackson's been in all these movies, but Leonardo DiCaprio has been in, a much smaller set, but he's a really good movie. He's like, he's really picky on what he takes. Where, Sam Jackson's on Snakes on a Plane. You know what I mean? So it's those kind of things that come up. So let's go ahead and start. We're just do a quick rundown, and we're going to, touch on a few of the talents and what, what we think of them there. So at number 100, we had Kelly Clark. 99 was Hound Dog, Rafael Gonzalez. It's interesting you put Rafael Gonzalez instead of Hound Dog there, by the way.
Well, he is billed as that sometimes. So I'm not just like shoot calling him out.
I
He is
guess he
billed as
is,
that
yeah.
sometimes now. So yeah.
So and then we got Alejandro Bravo, Ali, great talent. Jackson Slade, a more recent talent. We'll talk about him in a second. Nikki Blackheart, Zach Monstar. one of the owners of Real Pro, Mike Orlando, CJ O'Doyle, Ray Elliott, and Drake Xavier. So I just wanted to touch on Bravo for getting Kelly Clark on here. I think Kelly, if you go north, North Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, those the panhandle and up kind of area, vicinity, Georgia. Kelly Clark is a big name. He's really grown into his own. I know him since he was 16 years old. He's worked for me a few times. I mean, one of the things I see, I mean, it's good to see him on here. I actually think he should be probably higher, but like he's really, the kid's going to the gym. He's getting out there. He's doing seminars. He went to Breeze and Tyler Breeze and Sean Spears school in Orlando to go get further training for 3 months. I mean, like the kid wants it. I'm really happy to see him there. And he tans. I gotta give him a problem. Like that pro this promo shot we got here, he's tan. So
Yeah, and
props to
he's
Kelly
actually
Clark.
a name that I was kind of unfamiliar with, so I'm even learning about people doing this list here. And like I said,
Kelly's
everything I've looked so far looks seem good.
and his work is, in my opinion, is very good. Like he it's a lot better than it was before. The kid has improved and now he's getting to that next level. And I'm really happy to see him take that, like those next big steps for him. Hound Dog, I mean, I've wrestled this guy everywhere. And Dog is as a wrestler, super easy for me to work with. He's very cooperative, diplomatic, always has great ideas to go to, always makes you laugh. I mean, as well in the
Yeah,
back, but
I
he's,
love seeing him. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, he's just a guy you want in the locker room, and he's really left that led that proving ground locker room the past year or two. Really happy to see Dog on here.
Someone that would have been on this list too for the last like decade if there was one, like he's
I
been
mean,
killing it for a long time.
two decades at
That's gonna
that
be a
point.
decade plus, yeah, for sure.
Alejandro Bravo, great talent. I know him very well. He was in the Daytona scene at Go Wrestle with us, still is technically. There's a show, a few shows come up in March for Go Wrestle. But Ali is also a real good talent. Has really improved, I've seen. Would like to see him on some more shows just outside of his area, but he does get around. Real happy to see him there. He actually wrestled in Spain. He left for like 2 years and was wrestling professionally in Spain, like making, doing pretty well for himself too, he was telling me. So, real happy to see Ali back in the States and making the list here. Then we got Jackson Slade. Jackson, I believe first time I seen him see his I've seen his work lately with Devin Diaz, and they have like a faction at least at WWN, and they're also in live pro wrestling and a few other places. Pretty good work, great great look, great look. Do you have anything to add there, Jordan and Jackson or any of
No, yeah,
those?
and that's the name that's been popping up like a lot these last few months. I think it could definitely be higher because, like you said, I feel like I've learned at least of the name only more relatively recently, like the last like 6 months or so. But yeah, like you said, great look. The little I've seen in WWN has always been very impressive. So yeah, I think definitely the potential.
First time I seen him show up on, I know Romeo was going up. I think it was a company called XWF. I don't know if they're still around. I think it was up in the Panhandle area. And he was a big part of that, I believe. Then we got Nikki Blackheart. Nikki, I'll be frank with you. It's nothing to do with Nikki. It has to do with women on this list. In my opinion, it should just be guys, male talent versus female talent having a separate list. That's just how I see it because it's kind of hard to judge the two together, but you did. And you got Nikki here. I don't know Nikki. I believe she is a Miami, South Florida talent. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
big in CCW. Yeah, fantastic look. Again, in this year, I think has made a really decent splash. And again, another person that I wouldn't even be shocked is even signing, not even eligible next year for this list potentially.
I mean, she definitely got the look. I haven't, I maybe seen part of a match with her. She was wrestling somebody new, and I happened to just come across her. But she definitely has that look. I believe Stephanie Valkyr, what's her name, in WWE. She
Yeah, you
came.
pretty much
She
right.
was in CCW, I believe, in South Florida for a little bit working. So I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, maybe Nikki gets a shot. Good luck with that, Nikki. Welcome to the list here. Then we got the Monstar himself, Zach Monstar. Zach, man, what kid, dude. Zach, you know, when I think of Zach, bro, like to me, one of my bros in this business, and we're gonna get to a few more in it, but like Zach, like kills himself in that ring. Like he's 110% every time he goes, injury or not, he's bringing the gusto there. And he gets like Zach has like roadies, like he has like his own posse of people, his own community that supports Real Pro a lot, supports Zach, you know, that whole alternative, scene. I love it, man. You know, and Zach is so good in the ring, like really, really good in the ring.
Yeah, he's okay.
Jordy, anything to add there?
He's all right. No, yeah, that's my boy, of course, Zach. Yeah, as has slowed down, I think kind of has been forced to slow
Yeah.
down, but also has become also in a background shoot way, more of a family man too. So you know,
Yeah.
he is picky about where he spends his weekends and whatnot. So always good though to see him in the ring here. You know, kind of almost exclusive now for Real Pro. I know he still dabbles with Mero or other places, but yeah,
Riot.
still
Yeah, I
always a
think
pleasure. Oh
Riot
yeah, we'll
Pro.
pop up maybe for Riot for sure. Yeah,
With
so.
JD over there. I mean he has a few places, and like, and that's what happens. And we're gonna talk about this with some other talent that's on here, that's older talent, that's like, as you work in the business, you get more picky, you know what I mean, with who you're gonna work with and who
Yeah.
you're gonna, what promotions you want to support,
Yeah, because he even had to take some time off. Like he took about 6 months to a year
yeah,
off
he
not that
was
long
hurt.
ago.
Yeah,
So,
I know he was injured for a bit there,
yeah.
but he's back, and you know, he's been back at least for a bit here. Next, we got at 94, we got Mike Orlando. Mike, what a talent, man. Like, you know, obviously a New York, New Jersey transplant to Florida. He had a lot of experience before he came down here. The only reason I'm guessing that he's this high, or I should say high as in 94, is probably because he just, like Zach, he doesn't get around as much.
Yeah, to speak a little bit, because I think people do overlook this very aspect. Because even let's throw in CJ Doyle, the next one in there. Like talent wise, tremendous. You know what I mean? I have a lot of
Tremendous
respect
main
for
event
both of these
guys,
guys.
all three of
Yeah,
these guys, main event guys.
and CJ is another one too that like in years past, could be a top tenner and rightfully so. And I have a lot of respect for CJ. And I know Mike less, but all tremendous as well. Both didn't do that many shows in 2025. You know what I mean? So if you
It's
think
just
about it
quantity.
from a very simple aspect of, unless you are, for instance, I believe for Mike, a POW fan, and POW does great. If you don't know, if you don't watch POW, you're not maybe aware of Mike
You're
Orlando
not
at this
aware.
moment in time. CJ, I think maybe only did a handful as well, maybe Atomic and maybe a couple others.
He
And
does
I believe
Fest.
even and then Fest too, but even Fest like ran how many shows? You know what I'm saying? And
It
that's not knocking
ran.
it means I'm just saying statistically and for people
No.
voting. You know what I
You
mean?
you're
So
absolutely right. And
yeah, it's something that people don't keep in mind, because I saw people like, how dare Mike be this low? And I'm like, yeah, I agree,
Mike's
but
the
at the
main
same
event
time,
guy. I mean,
there's,
he's
you know what I
the
mean? Like in other years, yeah, he is a way higher and rightfully so guy, but I could see why he's this low, because again, unless you're watching those five, six shows he was on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had another company, Grind, that was there, that he was a
Yeah, and
part
they
of,
unfortunately closed their doors. So yeah, that year he might have been higher. Yeah.
It's a, but like regardless, I mean, Zach main event guy, Mike main event guy.
Absolutely.
We talk about CJ O'Doyle. I mean, you know, one of the, been around so long, but so talented, top tier guy, main event guy. So, I mean, that's why they're. I mean, I literally watched Effie and CJ wrestle a main event, what, a month ago, in Gainesville. So, obviously CJ is still relevant in that regard.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I
so
think
that
this might be his last year, though, if I'm not mistaken, though.
it
I
could
know
be, it could
he was hinting
be.
at that. He was definitely hinting at that, if not said that.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm not gonna put words in his mouth, but
Yeah, no, I know,
he
yeah. I'm just saying if it's, for certain reasons, of course, God bless you. Well, I would love to see him continue, but then it
He was
comes to
in
play for
great
everyone.
shape. He was in great shape
Oh
and
yeah,
did a
no,
hell of a
never hasn't
job with
looked
that.
good. Oh yeah.
Yeah, stays in the show. You know,
The
and
man
next,
with hair on his chest. Yes.
yeah. So next we got in 92, we got Ray Elliott. Ray, originally trained by Francisco Siasco.
R.I.P.
He,
legend.
R.I.P., baby. And you know, Ray, I'm happy to see Ray on this because I used to, from time to time, I would go over and work out with some of Frank's guys when Frank was still around. And I, Ray was one of those guys. And to see what he's doing now, I had an opportunity like a month ago. I helped agent one of his matches, or at least I gave him credit. I gave him some ideas for his match, and I did some commentary for him. And he's really improved. He's really tapped into working big properly. But you know, just thinking outside the box, he's really come around. And that's really because of work. Like he's been getting a lot more work and getting his, out there and having those reps that. That WWN allows you to get on proven ground. So, Drake Xavier, Drake, dude, this guy, I love Drake. I know he had an injury last year too, so he was out of commission for a little bit. Drake gets around. The guy worked Game Changer multiple times. I know he did last this past year on the on one of their outdoor shows that they had. But Drake is super. Super talented. I love his new gear, that new like I don't know, like medieval type gear that he has. He, you know, when I want like a banger work rate, go crazy aerial match, Drake Xavier's the guy that I call. You know what I mean? And he's so talented. I'm sure I'll be bringing him back in Tampa Bay Pro, but you know, that guy. Puts everything on the line, and he is very he can do things that 99 of these other guys probably can't do, and that's no like nothing against anybody else, but he just has a incredible talent that he has
Yeah,
to
I'm no, I'm
do.
no. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, yeah, I've known Drake for years. Yeah, no, great talent here. He had a break, I think kind of a breakout last year. You know, he was actually quite higher, but like you said, I think he missed a few months this year. In particular, though, you know, but yeah, last year he was really killing at WWN. I think almost every week he was at the Proving Ground, held the that digital title for a little while as well. You just mentioned Game Changer. You know, everyone wants a spot on Game Changer. He got there several times, and yeah, another talent too that I could definitely see again. You know, depending on how things work out. Even higher next year. Also doing those cosplay shows too. It's a fun character
Oh
over
yeah,
there.
he's been doing the cosplay, the
Yeah.
travel, the touring cosplay. He works for Wayland up at New Heights, so he, I mean, he's getting out there. All right, let's go down to the next batch here. We got a 90 through 81. First at 90, we have Elliot Crow. 89, Cody Behringer. 88, the return of Slade Porter to Florida. 87, Lindsey Snow. 86, Hunter Law. 85, Sophia Sivan. I think I said that right, Sophie. 84, Jake St. Patrick. 83, Salazar. 82, Brian Atomic. And 81, Rich Porcello. Let's talk about 90 here. Elliot Crow, I believe he works in CCW. I
Yeah, he's
believe
been
I've
in
met him a few
CCW for a
times. Yeah.
while. Yeah, former, I want to say, Cruiserweight champion there. Yeah, he's been a real pro a couple of times early on. Yeah, I think another guy that I think has really found his footing as both a character and again, like not surprisingly, you know, just reps, you know, work rate has gotten even better. And yeah, he's putting in the work and it's showing.
He definitely he looks in pretty good shape in this picture with like, from when I met him. I know I can't remember if it was real pro or maybe he helped out with MLW or
Maybe.
something. But he definitely I haven't seen much of his work, but hey, good to see him on the list here. Cody Behringer, the Hellhound himself. Cody came out of you know the Lethal Academy originally, the Wrestling Lab. Cody Top Gear maker maybe
Yeah.
in the world but you know I told Cody I'm like bro man these other promoters are stupid they don't book you because like you got the best bump that guy can bump his ass off I mean he puts everything on the line and you know he's going to show up with fresh gear he does never wrestles in the same gear twice
Oh,
I'm not
really?
sure if you noticed
Nice.
that no he
No.
does not so yeah but Cody man really innovative in the ring. Always brings it. Great promo too. I'm super high on Cody, and I always have been. He was an incredible bumper. Slade Porter, 88. Slade is back in Florida with his. Is he a detective? Is that the gimmick he's going
Yeah, I
for?
got a new he's kind of been an interesting guy to follow throughout the years here. He's done a couple different gimmicks here. I think he was rocking like an eye patch at one point. But yeah, and got the new gimmick here going, which you can be both heel and face. I've seen him work both ways with it. Kind of a PI, if you will. I think it's not the best way maybe to put it for him as well.
Oh,
So
PI, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
yeah,
He
it's fun it's fun to see him back on the scene here. Yeah, we've had him a couple times at RPW, and it's been really good so far.
so before he went to college, he was a frat guy.
That's right,
So
yeah.
a Red Cup frat guy.
That's
Then
right,
he
and the
finished
cup.
college, and now he's a PI. You understand?
There you
So
go. Yeah, he went to
it
the
makes
4 years.
sense. Yeah, because he left Florida for a bit. I can't remember what college, but he was in college and wrestling wherever he was, and then came back. So cool. Great to see him back. Next we have Lindsay Snow, my wrestling sister, I call her. Lindsay obviously killing it. She's been dabbling. She obviously a premier wrestler in Shine Wrestling, very spotlighted there. Wrestles all over the state as well in various promotions, but really getting you can notice on Game Changer, and some other
Yeah, kicks
promotions
some
as
ass,
well.
yeah.
Big in the I don't on the deathmatch scene, but she does do regular wrestling as well. So really happy to see her on the list here. Well deserving. I can't believe Lindsay has not been signed. I'll be quite honest with you.
Now I'm with you.
I thought she would have been an AEW. I think she would have been an AEW. If there wasn't an injury that happened, but hey, you know what? I think there's still time.
Absolutely.
I think she'll be someone to continue to watch.
Now,
And
AEW TNA,
she
yeah,
got
I've been anyone for a while. Yeah, absolutely.
and she just got a new puppy. So
Hey,
props
shut
to
up.
that. Okay. Hunter Law. Hunter also from the same camp I come out of. He's actually a Louisiana guy. So he actually moved
I
back to
know.
Louisiana. He is a head
I'm
trainer
missing.
at LWA, the
Oh,
Louisiana
I didn't even
Wrestling
know that.
Alliance.
That
Yes,
makes
he.
sense though, man. I'd learn from him. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I saw him in Vegas at a CAC reunion, and he was telling me about it. And great to hear. And I talked to him about potentially coming down to Tampa and maybe bringing some of his top tier students, so to Tampa Bay Pro. So I'm keeping that in mind there. It is a long drive. He does make a drive down still for Florida. That's why he's probably higher up on the list than maybe his talent represents, because he is so super talented.
I
But
am.
he still gets on Mayhem at Mills. I believe that's the main promotion. He
Yeah,
does do
you
that.
catch him over in Mayhem.
Fantasy Super Con FSCW, whatever they that wrestling is.
I love Hunter Law. I was lucky enough to call his first match at Uproar. I always like saying that. Yeah, no,
With
he's
Mason Ryan,
fantastic.
I believe, right?
Well, and the Battle Royal too. I'm talking that Battle Royal that had everyone in it. It's like you, him, Aria, RIP Alex. You got that whole crop,
Everybody.
Frick,
Tori,
yeah,
Hollywood, yep.
Hollywood, yeah, that OAO stable, man. That's still some of my favorites.
Hell yeah. Sophia Savant really popping off here. I know she does. She's wrestled for most of the promotions at this point. She's in Shine. She obviously has a fantastic look. Her work is really good. She trained with Jay and Big Con and Merc. At the lab, she was one of the last students that graduated from it. But she's really come on. She's working, I know, for Dump up in New South. She's been traveling to other states, so obviously she's starting to really step out of Florida. She just was on AEW or ROH, one of the two, on some sort of a match that she has. So really happy to see Sophie come along there. Jake St. Patrick. Jake, he, A lot of work in UCW, WXW before WXW had a shutdown after Pops left us, unfortunately, and went up to heaven. But Jake had some mild injuries this year, but he is back on the scene. I mean, Jake tears it up, man. He's a great work rate wrestler, cruiserweight, a true cruiserweight, and always in fantastic shape.
Yeah, I like Jake a lot. Good character work too. He can play a couple different characters. He was in the Shane Shamrock Cup last year too, which is pretty prestigious indie tournament over in Maryland. So,
Oh yeah, he is a Maryland guy, or he's from Champaign, Illinois, I believe. But he wrestled in Maryland Championship Wrestling, I
yeah.
believe. Next we got Salazar, De La Muerte. Salazar, I've known him since he got started. Great talent, man. Super nice guy behind the scenes. But intimidating guy out in front of the scenes. In a group with Romeo, tagging with Romeo Cavado, and Samira. Oh, Samira's work name, La Brava. Obviously, a big part of IWA, POW, obviously, and just tearing it up all over the, I've seen them on all sorts of promotions, and he's never short of a booking. Let me put it that way. He's probably one of the busiest guys on this list here.
Yeah, and a great singles breakout too. Originally, when I'm in more of a tag team with Mr. C, and then yeah, what a great breakout year I think as a singles, and yeah, maybe his best year yet, and that's saying something. Yeah.
Romeo's a very talented wrestler, and
I love
that
Roman.
talent
Yeah, wait, we'll talk
starts
more about
to
Romeo.
is starting to rub off on Salazar too.
Oh yeah, you
Not
can
that
see.
Salazar wasn't talented, but Romeo has that experience.
Hey, and he's a. I was gonna say this. It doesn't sound weird to say this, but if anyone can rub off on someone, then it should be him. Wait, you know
Yes,
what
definitely.
I
Oh, jeez. All right. Next, we got Brian Atomic. Man, Brian Atomic may be the most improved wrestler I have seen in this state in a very long time. Brian completely shit canned his old look. I mean, he still kind of has the Atomic aspect of it because it's part of his name, but he's almost got this, killer assassin type feel to him. He completely changed not just his look, but how he wrestles. All his maneuvers. I know he did do some work with Low-Ki, some retraining with Low-Ki and things like that. But that it definitely paid off, man. He is, and I believe he just won the Proving Ground
Yeah, I just
Championship.
took that off of Sage recently. Yeah, I was gonna say.
So, I mean, obviously they're high on him. He's starting. I know he's a big part of Establishment Pro Wrestling. He wrestled for me in Tampa Bay Pro. So really happy to see Brian really not only on the list but much improved. Like not that he was bad before, but like he just has something fresh. He's doing something no one else is doing. So really happy to see you on there, Brian.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I think he's always been great. Yeah, just took it up a notch, if you will. Yeah.
Rich Port Ayala. Rich, I love watching this guy wrestle. And he's on the cusp, and I spoke to him about this. He's on the cusp of like breaking off. He already has the look, he has the size, he has the wrestling ability. There's a few things that he's been working on. You can see he wants to get out there. I know he's trying to get booked on a lot of more promotions, kind of expand, get some more saturation in the state of Florida and beyond. So really happy to see him wrestle. I mean, he always brings it there. And my biggest thing with him is just keep going up. To keep learning, keep wrestling other guys that are really good at wrestling to help you get really good at wrestling. Yeah, anything to say, Jordan?
No, just there's my mic. Just like you said, the fundamentals are there, man. The look, he's always been good since day one. And like I said, each time I think I've seen him, just like that, just that much inching to getting better and better for sure.
Hey, for all your merchandise and collectible needs, check out shoptampabayprowrestling.com. We've got merch and more from your favorite superstars. We'll see you there.
All right. Well, that said, we're going to go to 80 to 71. We have Damian Gemini, I call DJ. the cheese, John Davis, Chris, is it Chris Meliaki? Is that how you say it?
Malachite. One of the Miami boys.
I know, Miami boys. You had them all lumped together here. Puma Johnson, Xander Maddox, Sideshow, Gianna Gage, Hunter Hendricks, and Wilson Dyer. We'll start at number 80 here, Damian Gemini. Hound Dog's son.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Yeah,
I mean, he's I mean, I love DJ. He wrestled. I gave him some of his earlier matches when he first kind of came out. I've been trying to get him back. He just was going through some life stuff where he had a situation, but he's been tagging with TJ as of late. Yeah. So, I mean, like, they've really come into their own over at WWN, and now they're starting to expand out. I know they worked for Lariato for Luke Gallows' promotion that he's with, and those guys have been kind of traveling around, which is great. So
Real Pro last month, or our last show in September, actually.
And he brings a good blend of aerial, but he has that personality. He's really tapped into like being a heel as well. So hell of a drop kick as well. Next, we got at 79, we have the cheese. The cheese is back, and he's still on the list here. Cheese, obviously, did have a fall as far as moving up on the ranking as a higher number. He was like, what was he, like a top 20?
He was pretty high last year. Yeah, I can double check.
Yeah. But the reason is because his work volume went down because he was doing the stuff with the bananas.
Yeah, I mean, and shout out to the dude on the Jimmy Fallon Late Night Show. Like, it wasn't doing nothing.
On the Tonight Show. I mean, is it the Tonight Show? I think it is still. But I mean, he's traveled all over. I mean, obviously, we all get opportunities that could fall into your lap, and you have to seize those opportunities, and that's what he did. But it takes time.
Yeah, he was number 7 last year.
Yeah, wow. But I mean, he still wrestles. He's did a select few shows. I know he did a Christmas show, maybe for Mikey Spandex. Yeah,
he just did the Logan Cruz Home for the Holidays.
Oh, he did that one as well. There was an Orlando one, and he did the Ed Logan's.
At least from a cage match. Yeah, he's pretty empty for the last half of the year.
Yeah,
early on PWA and CCW things.
On top of that, he had another kid too. So
kids always get in the way too of getting
booked. I know how that goes. So I mean, you know, he's trying to strike a balance there, obviously. But you know, real glad to see Cheese on the list. I'm sure he'll be back in Tampa Bay Pro real soon. Put this out here. I probably contact him for every single show that I have before I try to get him. But I don't know if I hit him on this last one, but I'm still putting things together. Next, we have John Davis, JD.
That dude.
And John, man, it's really just the only reason he's at 78 is because I guess lack of he doesn't wrestle as often, just Sideshow and those kind of guys.
Mike Orlando, CJ O'Doherty, all over
main event again. Guy, a main event
in,
former.
In other years, this is a undeniable top fiver, if not like a number oneer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely like again another positioning I think I have to defend. Because I know people get mad at me every year. John Davis has been low these last couple of years, but that's only because of it's been the last couple of years, you know, as he has slowed down, and rightfully so. But every time he's out, him and Noah Vail had a great match this year. He's still putting on great matches.
Where was that at?
I was at one of those. I got to look it up. I don't know.
Was it at Jacksonville in USWA or? Oh, the River City Wrestling Convention.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I knew it was some sort of con,
I think that's what it was.
But still popping up. Like, even in Georgia and North Carolina, he competed for NRG here in Florida, Mayhem on Mills again. So, yeah.
He wrestled, I know, he wrestled over at Live Pro a few months ago. So, he's been doing those. Chris, I hate to lump the guys together, but Chris, Puma, and Xander, Miami boys, these guys get a lot of work. They, you know, they're willing to put the drive in. Obviously, being in Miami, you're kind of landlocked a little bit there, where you can only go north. There and like the scene in South Florida isn't like there's not as much opportunity. I mean, there's CCW has a big, obviously a big piece there, but there's not a lot of other places to go. You have to come north in South Florida, unlike prior years, you know, when, you know, Trevor was running and a lot of other guys were running down that way. So I've always loved their work. Puma, dude, Puma is jacked. I don't know how much people realize, but this dude is jacked. I saw him at WWN. I didn't realize how jacked he was, but he's really been getting in the gym. You know, he moves well. All these guys, they move really well. You know, yeah. You know, Young Guns.
Any combo you get, or even a singles of them, is great. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they're always bringing us up anew. I would like just me looking at it. I would like them to kind of maybe try to establish some of their own personality versus just the faction. You know, and that's how things go. But you know,
I know Malachi has dabbled a little bit in the crypt, playing a different character by himself. Oh, has he?
Okay.
So yes, cool. I know it's a possibility, at least from Malachi I have seen. Yeah.
Yep. Next, we got 74. We have Sideshow, obviously one of the, you know, other vets on this list that, you know, obviously Sideshow, you know, limited dates at this point. He was FIP Heritage Champion, I think, earlier.
Yeah, had earlier a couple in titles, the year. Either this year, yeah, or last year, the FIP Heritage title, the WWE Digital Media title. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sideshow still.
Real Pro just to holler at us.
Yep. And great. Great in ring. I love wrestling Mike or Sideshow. Like, he's super fun to wrestle, and he really knows how to he captures the crowd, engages the crowd.
Absolutely. And another one too, that like a real pro of like heel, face, just
whatever.
Tremendous doesn't matches. Matter. He's not the King Caboodle.
Yep. And I mean, a legitimate badass too. I mean, like, you don't want to get in a bar fight with your Sideshow, let me put it that way. So
yeah. Another one too, who's just successful on the side too. He runs a very successful DJ business. But the only reason he's not at every real pro show is because he's like, I just got a really good paying gig, you know, doing a wedding, doing a party.
Yeah, he's doing really great. I think he's with August and Philippines.
Oh, and traveling. Yeah, they're going to, I believe, Thailand.
They're
in Thailand right now, for all I know.
I think they're, or maybe in Thailand, that's next week. Or maybe they just came back.
Because Friday, they'll be in Real Pro in Fort Myers.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, yes. Plug your stuff here. But yeah, Sideshow legend. He wrestles, you know, for a select few dates. If you see him booked on a card and you're a fan of wrestling, go see him.
Absolutely.
Because
another one too, like a hound dog been killing for such a long time.
Oh yeah. Gianna Gage, straight out of the wrestling lab. She was a student, I believe, with Gianna as well. She's now a member of the Gifted, as well. She was in, and she really, you know, like really good work. Sound technical background. She's still learning, but she's getting a lot of bookings. So keep working there, Gianna. You know, you got a huge upside, in my opinion. So
absolutely.
Hunter Hendricks. I'm not sure if you know who Hunter is, Jordan.
This is a new face to me. Yeah.
So Hunter, I've actually wrestled a few times already. At SWA in Pavo, Georgia, and other places in South Georgia. Hunter really wants it. He's in a tag team with I think his name is Broly or Brody. He's like a bigger, like the heavier guy in his tag team. But I wrestled him in singles as well. And man, this kid, he wants it. I think he's out of Alabama, and he just, like Kelly, a lot of passion. He's really rising through the ranks in every promotion he's working with because he's good. You know, he's a really talented guy, you know, always listening, you know, looking for ideas, things like that, changing his look a little, improving his look, I should say. So happy to see him on here. He gets some representation because they're very high on him, you know, up in the Panhandle area in South Georgia. Next, we got Wilson Dyer. I'll be frank with you. I do not know who Wilson Dyer is.
So there's a couple people coming out from, I think, DMC's establishment. Absolutely. Okay. That's where you'll find Wilson Dyer for now. Yeah.
Okay, so he's on the establishment of Wrestling Academy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, nice to see Wilson there. I'm not sure if DMC Marquise had anything to do with you or Mikey Spandex. You know, you're definitely learning from some of the best there. So good luck there. Let's move on to our next batch here. So next batch, we have Casey Rocker, Kid Kuda, Koda? I'm not quite sure. You have to help me out there. Mo Malik, Zane Stevens, Tommy Zero. I think it's how you say it. I've met him multiple. Is it Rice or Rith Maddox?
Should be Reese, I believe.
Reese is how you say it. He has a Y on it, so spelled kind of uniquely. Brian Colton or Big Rig. Aaron Nova, the captain. Krieger. And this guy named Dax.
Yeah, I don't know how he got there. I think he paid me.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That was a fresh peanut butter jelly sandwich, brother.
KFC gift cards. That's all I need.
Okay. All right. And number 70, Casey Rocker is, I'm guessing, is based off of the background. That's also another establishment student. Is that correct?
I think this is like a decent crop of people I'm just kind of learning about. I think Rocker does work for multiple promotions, but that would be one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know he actually had a match with DMC himself this year.
Okay. So he's kind of all these first three at least are new to the scene that I know.
Yeah, Kuda's definitely an establishment. I believe it's Kuda. Yeah. That's an establishment worker.
I believe he also worked WWN. I believe I have seen him there. And Mo Malik.
I know also a little bit of establishment. I think he's popped up in UCW also, I'm pretty sure.
I've UCW, seen his name. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zane Stevens. This guy looks jacked. I think he is a panhandle guy. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. Like I said, some of these, I got to refresh my mind. I did my study when I looked up the list originally, and also to get some photos here for you. But another one that's starting to get some travel out there as well here, like you said, tremendous look as well. Some of them will pop up a little bit in other states as well. I believe he actually might live in Alabama.
Yeah, I think he's that region. I think he also worked at XWF. I might be wrong, but I believe maybe he worked up there. Maybe there's a promotion CWE in North Florida as well. Zane, happy to see you on the list here. Tommy Zero, I'm super high on Tommy Zero. I actually, Tommy, if you don't know, he actually was in Evolve. Did you know that?
Okay. No. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tommy was in Evolve. I actually met him years ago when he was in Evolve, the old Evolve. And he.
The real Evolve.
Moved up north and then came back down. And he's, I think Tommy is in Alabama. But Tommy, a credible worker. I've been using him in Tampa. I guess he was working. So I met him through some of the Panhandle shows that I've worked. And Tommy, super talented. Future main event guy. Well, to be frank with you, breaking news, he's main eventing my show against Leroy Shogun.
On the 30th of this month. January 30th, mm-hmm. That's how he was advertising. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, so he's working, he's wrestling for the Tampa Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. So, Tommy, man, all I can say is keep watching, see what this guy could do. He's super talented, great personalities, you know. Awesome. Maddox is, I hate to say it, but he's the son of a referee. I can't remember the referee's name. WWE referee. Do you know that?
No, that's new to me.
Yeah. So his dad is a WWE referee or former referee. He still works for WWE. You could Google, but it doesn't take away from the fact that Maddox has been working all over. He worked Game Changer, at least earlier in the year. And but he's been, I'll see him on all these shows I'm working, or I got a rental on or whatever it is. And I mean, the kid's getting out there. He's getting pretty good too. So
Yeah,
I'm
very,
really
very
happy.
well traveled, even outside of Florida. Yeah, I mean, you're talking, like you said, a game changer, which was in Florida earlier, not that, actually not that long ago. And then, yeah, but even AIW, very popular company in Ohio. Reality of Wrestling, of course, Booker T's promotion in Texas. So yeah, I see him again, like you said, in Illinois and Indiana. And so yeah, well traveled competitor who also again in and then Florida
He's a
wise.
rookie, and he's a rookie.
Atomic CCW, yeah, establishment again popped up in
Was he
WWN,
trained
yeah.
by Tyler Breeze? Was he out of that camp with
See, a
Flatbacks?
flatbacker, I wouldn't be surprised based on how well he's been kind of
He might be.
traveling. Yeah.
I think it might be.
Looks like he did train under Bobby Fish though, for sure.
Oh, Trainer Bobby. Okay,
Yeah.
interesting. Okay, all right. Moving on, we got Big Rig Brian Cohen. Cohen also, I believe, was trained by Francisco. At least he was there training with Frank for a bit at WWN's Training Academy. Big Rig's, get around. He worked for me in this past, at Tampa Pro. I've seen him just, get a lot of promotions. I told him, just keep getting work, Brian, and that
As
he
far as
is.
list wise, it's
So,
paid off, yeah.
yeah. I love his gimmick. I love the trucker gimmick, the Big Rig gimmick. I love it on him. So, Aaron Nova, the captain. So, how much did he pay you to get on this list? So tell me this
Oh
right
my
now,
God,
Jordan.
I got like a gift card. He sent me some action figures. This new TV I had, yeah, it's been
Oh,
nice.
jeez. And Nova, I always give him flack, but I love that dude. One of the funniest human beings in the world.
I can't wait
I
for
swear to
Dog
God.
Daddy to be in the top 10. Dog
Ooh,
Daddy
Dog
coming.
Daddy might he might
Yeah.
be there. He might be there.
That veteran.
Aaron, obviously, I don't think Aaron's wrestling as much. He was doing a little bit more managing, but he
Yeah.
would break the boots out quite a few times, I think, in the past year. So,
Yeah, he's still.
I like Aaron wrestling. I'll be quite frank. Aaron's
Yeah.
always been a great bumper, oh, he sells so well. I love how Aaron sells, and obviously, center of attention all the time as far as when he's wrestling. I mean, he commands that ring. So, I love that dude.
Yeah, there's again, yeah, limited dates. Still popping up with a little bit for, Mero, POW, Mayhem, and Establishment this year.
Next we got Krieger. Man, I love Krieger, dude. I mean, I love to hate Krieger as a, if you're just watching as a fan. He has that just a unique look, and his wrestling has improved so much the past year. Well, another one of those guys that's really improved. Really happy to see him. I've put him. I've seen him main event, and he had the Proving Ground Championship for WWN, I believe, for at least a few months there, defending that. So he's definitely moved up the ranks as far as I'm concerned as well. I probably would rank him actually a little bit higher than he is right now, but great to see Krieger represented. Okay. Next is 61. It's me. I appreciate it getting mentioned on the list. I try not to, obviously, I do have a little more. I'm more selective with my dates nowadays, and I'm have competing priorities. But I appreciate being on the list, and I try to strap up those boots,
Still
quite a
lacing
few
them
times
boots,
a month,
brother. Hell yeah.
still lacing them up. So I try to bring the best match I
Nah, man,
can. So
you still
still
got some
picking up.
love. Another person, people are like, put Dax higher.
I still got some gas in the tank, but I appreciate just being in the conversation. So thank you there. Let's go. Next batch here. Trying to move along a little bit. Don't want to stand too long. All right, so we're at 60-51. Ricky Roberts, JC Black, Street Bandit, Tyler Uriah, Big Boy Petty, Ikey, Ray Fury, Ezreal Rowe, Jacob Walker, and Xander King. Let's start at number 60, Ricky Roberts, formerly known as Tweedledee.
Yeah.
The wild card with his coat of fresh paint with his new gimmick. He's really been popping up on the scene, got his health in, you know, mostly in check. I should say it's in check. He's still working on dropping some LBs. But
I want to give him a huge credit for that. He's dropped a lot of LBs here,
like 200 pounds.
Yeah, man, it's a really good amount here, man. And he's still, like I said, working on a very focused individual, someone who, you know, again, wasn't on the last couple of years list because he was only did so much because his body could only handle so much here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I know he's worked hard, and so I think very big credit for him being on here. Because again, there's other years. There's another one who's been in this, I don't want to say again, well over a decade, who would have been definitely on this list in other years. And so I'm glad to see him doing being healthier on this list. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Rick's, he might be approaching two decades or that, rides with, he rides with me, up to Georgia and the different places like that. Rick is out there. He's actively looking for, bookings. So he's been getting on a lot more promotion, been more aggressive. People want to pull him in. He could do I talked to him and, he's a few years younger than I am. And, he's like, man, I'm not slowing down anymore. I'm kicking it up a few gears here. So I'm like, man, Rick, you're killing it, brother. I gotta get more enthusiastic like you, bro. And he's just killing it. Really happy for my brother, Ricky. JC Black, JC picking up some steam, as far as her bookings go. I believe she's out of the Ocala area. I could be wrong, but she's picked up bookings as far as on the female wrestling scene. Street Bandit, man, Street Bandit. He also is known by a few other names. Him. Yes. He goes by like his he takes his mask off. And he has like two or three other gimmicks. And one of them, okay. I can't remember the name he uses, but he's like an Alabama, is it Crimson Tide, Crimson Red, whatever they're called. Like he's just like a fan, like a Alabama wrestling, school guy, type of gimmick. So he'll wrestle like on SWT. He's wrestled like four or like three matches on one show.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's but dude, here's the thing with Street Bandit, because he'll talk to you and he's like, Street has like this really southern, like Alabama voice, kind of like in the Waterboy. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about there. Nobody, like, that's how he talks, like for real. But that guy, when you wrestle him, He's wrestled since he was like 14 or 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
When he started. Yeah. And so he's been doing it for like 20 years, and he's so smooth. They're like, what the hell? He's so freaking smooth in the ring. And, but he's super fun. Street man. And he also is a promoter as well. He runs a new wave. I wrestled years ago for him in Alabama.
A lot of people were like, this is the talk of the town for names. But I heard a lot of people were defending this guy, saying, no, like, really, like, see him live. Like, he gets it. He knows how to work a crowd. And, yeah, no, a lot of people. And, like I said, had the votes went pretty high up this year for first year on the list. So,
yeah,
I can see Brandon being even higher next year, honestly. There was love for him.
Yeah, it's good seeing him on the list. It's well too. Tyler Uriah, I believe he was a Flatback student. He was in a faction with Nova and Starling at WWN for a bit. I think they still do. I don't know. They do something like with their like fingers, like they're like guns, like they go like this.
I thought it was horns. Always looked like the pinky. I thought the pinky was up. I could be wrong, but it looks to me like the pinky was up. They
do something like that. Talented kid. You know, he's obviously gotten a lot better shape in the past few years. He's been working his talents or his skills in the ring. I can see as an improvement. Boy Patty. I don't know Big Boy Patty very well. I think I've met him a few times. I've never wrestled him. Kind of short, like a. I'm not sure they call him Big Boy because remember that Big Boy's Burgers? Remember that? And they had a little statue outside with a with the Big Boy honing up.
Yeah.
I think it might be a rib a little bit, but.
I mean, no, he's got, I'm trying to think of the way to put it here, because he's definitely not that big, but he's got
No.
But he's a
thick kid.
Yeah, he's a thick boy, but a good thing. Yeah. I know, and honestly, I'm not surprised that he's this high on the list here. I think he's had a really good breakout year. Mm-hmm. I forgot who recommended him to Real Pro, but we've had him in Real Pro a couple times. He's worked throughout the state. Yeah, no, again, another young talent that's working around.
The kid got some motor. You know what I mean? When I've seen him wrestle, I'm like, this kid got some fucking motor. And I know he was doing some of the shows. Bud and Behringer had like a closed show thing that they're working on.
Yeah, the compound.
I know he was featured on there. So Bud was super high on him. So, you know, hey, Big Boy, keep doing your thing, brother. Ikki at 55. Man, Dude, I've known this guy since he started. Came out same, Lethal Academy wrestling lab. Super talented, super like aerial, innovative. That guy would be at my gym, like at like 2 o'clock in the morning, just like walking the ropes and shit like that. Like he was always training. Like no one checked in more than Ikki. Even after he finishes training, he would still just come back all the time, and he would be wrestling, trying shit out. And I know Ikki. He's wrestled for me, Tempe Pro. He's done some mayhem stuff. He actually even worked for Bandito down in Mexico at I think it's called Big Lucha or. Whatever Bandito's company he has in Mexico, he went down there for something. So, I mean, he's popped around. He had a killer match at $3 Bruin for Tempe Pro against Leroy Shogun. And Lethal was there for the match as well. And he killed it in that show. So, really happy. And he will also be at the Tempe Pro Wrestling event on January 30th. And next we got Ray Fury, North Florida talent, by way of New York City, I believe. I haven't worked with him much. I actually tried booking him a few years ago, but COVID happened and the shows got canceled and stuff like that. But he's a super talented guy. I believe he works for the promotion, Max's promotion in Sanford.
What, PWA?
Is that what it's called?
The one I see him working mostly for here in Florida, yeah, is
Pro All-Star Action. Action is what it's called.
Yeah. That's kind of like he's popped up at a couple other places, but yeah, that seems to be his kind of main Florida home. Mm-hmm. Another guy, though, that goes to get to several other states as well, though.
Yeah. Next we got Azriel Rowe. Azzy, super talent guy, really is kind of honed into his character. He also he's a smaller in stature, but he's also been traveling quite a bit. He does he's in the Little People Wrestling Leagues as well, because he's small enough to actually compete in that. So he actually is doing pretty good with those bookings as well, but he still does do regular, your standard pro wrestling as well. I love Azzy. He's super fun when he's wrestling, and he may look like he's only 100 pounds, but he wrestles like he's a 350, brother. he's a super he just has that confidence and intangibles, I should say.
Absolutely, yeah. Always a pleasure to watch, pleasure to work with Azriel. And also just realized I misspelled his name. I put too many A's. My bad.
Yeah, there's one extra A in there.
Yeah.
He had the title. What was the title? The Nerds Championship.
He was the WNRNL Florida champ. Yeah.
Yep, he did that. He also did. I know he works for Les at Local Pro as well, quite a bit as well.
Yeah, you'll see him pop up. He was at our 10th anniversary for Real Pro. Oh yeah.
Okay. Next, we got Jacob Walker. Jacob, man. Whew. Jacob, trained by Dory Funk Jr. Out of Ocala. Well, he's actually out of Lake City, but trained in Ocala, Florida, at the Funkatorium, which is now closed. Jacob, man, I went to war with this guy multiple times. I've multiple championship matches with him, dropped the title to him at SWT, the heavyweight title, and trusted him. I really do. Probably of everyone on this list, he's probably one of the most trusted guys I have in the ring. So personally, super talented, old school, but gets it, and isn't afraid of throwing new things. He's constantly improving. Gear improvements, all sorts of improving his look in ring, out of the ring, everything. So super proud of Jacob Walker and seeing him represented here, part of
Yeah,
Exodus.
I first saw him part of the Tampa Bay a couple years back, and I was very impressed. And has only continued to keep up that work ethic.
Yeah, he will be in a match, Exodus, him and his two brothers against myself, Coach Gentry, and Winston Bentley the third on the 30th
There we go.
in a trios match. So
Heck yeah. In fact, we're about
he
to talk
recently
more into
re
this here in a second.
he, so so he recently retired Chris Spider, that son of a bitch. He retired Chris Spider. So we're looking for some payback on their ass. Okay, moving
Shout
on.
out, shout out too, real
Xander.
quick too. Honorable mention to Chris Spider. I know he had some votes as well.
Hell yeah, Chris Spider. He's the biggest little man I know, brother. Super happy. Congratulations on his retirement as well. Straight up, he got some big things going on on the shoot job, and I'm happy to see him prosper there. Next, we got Xander King. I don't know Xander King. Can you enlighten me?
That was the name I was kind of learning up a little bit on as well. Another person who, from what I can kind of tell, has gotten in better shape, has really found, just taken up a notch for both shape, gear wise, and everything here, and is kind of taking up a notch. I believe a Georgia boy as well, who may, travels down to, kind of the upper Florida a decent amount throughout the year.
Was he managed by Princess Josh? What a chance.
I mean, it's quite possible. That's definitely the right area, I believe, so.
I think he may have been. Okay, cool.
Shout
All
out to
right,
Princess Josh.
shout out to Princess Josh. He's like, where am I? Why am I not on this list? He would be owning us right now for not being on the list.
Well, wrestle more. For any ref or manager that gives me shit about that, that's not the list. What are you
he
doing?
said he told me he. He told me he did wrestle. He did wrestle a few times. And next, all the managers are going to say, well, where's our list? We need the top managers of Florida. It's like, guys, we're on a list
Yeah,
for
and
everything. Top
someone
salary.
else do it.
I mean,
I'm busy doing this one.
yeah.
Somebody else
So
do that
someone
one.
else
That's
do it. And next we'll have the top sound guys.
what I'm saying. I'm all
And we
for
keep
it because,
going.
obviously, as a manager, as a booker, as a commentator, I'd love to see it. So obviously, I'm not knocking anyone. I just someone else made the
Yeah, you guys do it. You guys do it. You get the heat. All right, next
Yeah.
we got 50 through 41. We have Baby Keith, Romeo Quevedo, David Mercury, Chris Carnage. Love that name. Raging Dead. I love this name too. Body Bundy, Jack Josh, or otherwise as Joshua, and Nick Bundy, but Ryzen. Marita Tucker and Domino. So we'll start at 50 at Baby Keith. Bro, Baby Keith. I didn't realize. So to be candid with you guys, I'm not a smoker, a recreational smoker. I didn't realize his entire gimmick is around Mary Jane. And
Oh, okay.
I
I
had to
guess I'm
do
in here
commentary
too.
for So like he's like the highest guy in your city. Like they're giving me all this stuff. I'm like, do I really want to say all this? And he's like, no, do it, do it, do it. And yeah, so we played that up. Me and Alex Green on commentary really played that up for him. A super fun, super talented dude. you know, I just enjoy watching him wrestle. He's a he's a high flyer. His sell, but like most important thing to me is his selling. Like he sells so well. And also he's just a joy to have in the locker room.
That's
he's
good
just,
to know.
Yeah, he's super. You know,
that's good to know because I might have been in his DMs talking to him about a little bit of some future work. So yeah,
there you go. But yeah, super fun guy, and a bright future for him. And next we got Romy, you know, Romeo Quevedo. Romy went. If I was making this list, he's on the first page. You know what I mean? Like, to be frank,
no argument.
Top 10. You know, for no. It's a crime to humanity. It's a crime to humanity that Romeo Quevedo has not had a contract, a TV contract at this point. I cannot believe that. Like he has done stuff. I know he was working for Savio the past year. He held some titles over there in IWA in Puerto Rico. I mean, he's been traveling all over. I mean, the guy does everything, you know, he can. I mean, to get there, and he has the look, the size, constantly evolving his personality or his look that he has now. He was Mercenary Pitbull before. Now he's, you know, he's like painted his face white. He works for Mucha Lucha up in Atlanta. Really just, you know.
Always a top-notch guy on any card here. I get another one I kind of put in the kind of vein we were talking earlier. Kind of limited Florida stuff. You know, when you look at Florida, a little bit in POW, a little bit for Sunshine Pro. But again, outside of that, like you said, we've got Georgia, we got Mississippi on the list, North Carolina. You know, so yeah, so definitely traveling outside as well.
Yeah, he worked
in New York. Tremendous talent.
Yeah, in New Era, he worked for me, Tampa Pro, at least the first half of the year. Super talented. When I brought in Top Dollar. You know, I had him work Romy.
You got to send your results to Cage Match so I can look at your results.
it's going to air. It's just I'm about a year behind in production. No, we had some setbacks. you got to tell me how to do it. I don't know how to.
It's very simple.
It's right in Germany or something. So.
I said it every. It's like the first thing I do.
Okay. All right. Next, we got David Mercury. What the technical alchemist himself, you know, one of the guys that helped break me into this business. You know, what else can I say, man? Like Merc is a legend in the Florida wrestling scene. He's trained so many of these guys on this list. You know, I love me some Merc. What you got to say, Jordan?
No, I mean, I even name dropped him earlier as far as somebody. Look, I've been reading about him for years as one of the top, you know, Florida guys, you know, back when he debuted, you know, in the early, like, 2000s, I want to say. So, yeah, no, tremendous talent. And, like I said, help him kind of teach him the future class as well. Again, kind of more of an exclusive guy, you know, a little bit in CCW, you know, a little bit in PWA. But still, like, you know, also, and then, you know, these last few years as a technical alchemist, picking up character wise, even finding that new character, and that's worked tremendously on top of being just a fantastic pro wrestler.
Yeah, Mercury, but before he came from that vein that, you know, you shouldn't have all this, not as much character if you're not signed, but then he like really just broke out. He went from just being like, you know, black singlet with a towel, a great wrestler, to be like this whole mad scientist gimmick. I loved it. You know, Dave obviously worked for me. It was a huge influence on Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling, and he continues to be a huge influence in Florida wrestling scene and beyond. He's been traveling up to New Jersey and maybe Massachusetts as well. So he's kind of getting out there, popping around as well. So. Bravo seeing Dave on here. Obviously, you know, a main event guy, you know, as well. Could be in that, just like Romeo and Sideshow and all those guys in the top 10 here. Next, we have Chris Carnage. I don't know Chris Carnage. I love the look, though, and I love the name. I'm guessing he's CCW? Is that right?
No, not CCW. More kind of like that Drake Xavier, kind of a little bit upper and like in WFW or I think PWA. Like also like a kind of a Jaeger, Klain Cross guy, like that kind
of group. Okay. Gotcha.
Kind of that group. So. And I know he also is trying to get into like the streaming game. So, you know, definitely I think it helped. I think he might have posted about this. So, you know, getting his supporters to, you know, support him.
With PWR, the new promotion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I messed up the initials.
Yeah. PWR. Yeah. Cool. Excellent. Well, good seeing him there. And then we got Raging Dead. Tell me about Raging Dead.
Yeah, no, another name kind of along with Street Bandit, where, like, you know, I was like, oh, that's a unique name, but again, people have kind of given him a lot of credit here. I think he's probably been Atomic recently, and some of the upper state as well. Here, another guy that looks like really good at like advertising himself and putting in the work.
Good, excellent. Let's see it on there, Raging Dead. Yeah. Next, we got the Exodus Brothers, Bundy and Wise. Or should I say the body guys, Body Bundy and Jack Josh.
What a body transformation too in the last like 2 or 3 years. Bro, yeah, oh my god.
Bro, they like, dude, comparing from when they first came out to now, and especially like, I'm not gonna go into complete with Bundy because, you know, Because he had a spouse that was involved in the, also trained with him, so which I'm sure she's on the list later on. But like, what a hell of a like a transformation, like you said, that these two have made, you know, cutting up, but also getting all these. I'm so proud of these guys. They came out of the same camp, you know, my camp here with Jay and Merck and Khan and everybody, and like they. These guys, they might be the most decorated tag team in Florida, I as far as tag titles go. They have had so many Guardians, SWT in South Georgia,
RPW,
WWN Proven Ground Tag Champions, I believe. Like they, I don't think there's anyone else that. They haven't had Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions, but they'll probably get there pretty soon at some point. But, I mean, you know, they're traveling all over the UK. Man, I'm so proud of these dudes, you know, what they've done. And they obviously get it, you know what I mean? Because people don't put belts on people just to put belts on people. At least a good promoter and booker doesn't do that. So really proud of these two.
Another fine example of the fundamentals are always there. And again, each year they adapt, whether it's their body, whether it's their promo, their swagger, their attitude. Yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, when I sent my grades, you know, or my grade, I grade people. I don't rank them. But like one of the things I add into it is momentum. And these guys are the definition of positive momentum. I mean, they're getting out there. They're saturating the market as far as getting in different towns. Like, they're not just working one town. You know, like, I'm just going to work in Tampa. Then I work all every promotion in Tampa. No, they pick a few promotions in the different cities, and then they go dominate. I think they were even wrestling NRG. Is that right? I think they were wrestling
in
that
promotion. Yeah, they were in NRG recently. Might have even, did they hold those tag titles? They might have, actually.
Dude, I mean, like, dude, they just... Keep on going, man. So super happy for those guys. Next, we got Ryzen. Ryzen, I know he wrestles in Atomic. He was doing a bunch of AEW stuff when AEW Up started.
He was one of the like main guys on AEW Dark. In fact, when they first start Dark, or maybe it's Elevation, like he's in like the opening like package. Like, you know what I mean? Because like, I think the original idea of Elevation was to like showcase like kind of the newer guys. And like he's in that original opening package. Yeah. And a big guy like somebody that EC3 was booking during his short run promotion as well, has had some great matches with Matt Hardy. Just wrote a book too, actually, you can find on Amazon about like being a top tier independent wrestler, because he is somebody that I think just truly lives off of independent wrestling, which is a big kudos. Another guy who I think, you know, again could arguably be higher, but I think kind of just an Atomic and even RPW exclusive for 2025, from what I can tell.
Yeah, and I mean, I believe he was Ohio. I believe he's a Midwest or Ohio.
He's a transfer from another state. Had done NXT in the past as well.
Yeah, he's a vet that was he was transplanted. Yeah.
Great, and again, another one that's just great at like marketing themselves, cutting promos, has a character, knows how to work a crowd, both heel and face. Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. It was great to see Ryzen on this at 43. Next, we got Marina Tucker. She's in women's wrestling. Wow. She's been doing quite a work there. I was actually surprised to see her on this list just because I didn't think she did much Florida wrestling anymore. She was more just wrestling WOW.
So she did pop up again. Another, I want to say, kind of like I was saying before, Ray Fury. I believe Pro Wrestling Action had her all throughout the year. Might have been
okay. So she wrestles there mostly. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, several dates in for PWA throughout the year.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And next we got she's fantastic, by the way. So, and next we got Domino. I believe Domino is a South Florida guy. Is that correct?
A big CCW guy these last few years as well. Yeah, one of the top, I think, CCW guys. If you're a big CCW person, another one that people, some were arguing could be higher. Because, yeah, always tremendous work over there. Kind of, again, I feel like kind of one of those CCW kind of exclusives, though. Like, I don't know if he does much traveling outside of CCW.
I don't think I've seen him on other stuff. But, hey, you know, CCW's,
their own kind of touring schedule. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're almost touring, or anything. Yeah. Next, we got from 40 to 31, Catalina Perez, Lexi Gomez, Shane Evans, Destin, Ruby Flyer, Stephen Frick, Casey Vale, Jeff Yeager, Clayton Cross, Alex Breeze. Let's start at Catalina Perez. Catalina made her return. She came back from kind of a some injury. She caught the injury bug for a little bit, but then she made a resurgence here in 2025. I believe she did capture the WWN Women's Proving Ground Championship once or twice.
Yeah, shout out to her for getting that title, you know, within that big return year.
Yeah, and she continues to kind of regain that momentum that she previously had. We got Lexi Gomez. Now, what a transformation Lexi Gomez has made. You know, she really get in incredible shape. She's so fun to watch in the ring. She's just like a pit bull, man. She keeps coming at them with great intensity when she wrestles. She really, really wants it. Super happy to see Lexi.
Absolutely.
On this
list. Always one of my favorites to watch, yeah.
Yeah, she's super fun. And we got Shane Evans. I don't know Shane. Can we tell me a little more?
Yeah, another one, kind of like, what was it, Chris Kernan's kind of, again, in that area here. Another person who, from, you know, kind of looking at some stuff up, another one that I think has taken it up a notch on the list last year as well, but taken up a notch as far as kind of like main eventing and like
just he's being, PWR.
He's good at matches. PWR. Yeah, definitely one of the PWR guys amongst others, yeah.
I think Jaeger was telling me about him a little bit, so great. And we have Destin. D-E-S-T-I-N. Destin? I don't know Destin either. Is he in that same vein?
I think another kind of a establishment amongst others. Oh, I know him and Mikey fought not too long ago for establishment over and back in November. So, yeah, another person that I think, again, has really put in a lot of work. I've heard good things about, again, kind of a rookie year. So, again, you know, for fan voting.
Hey, there you go.
Hell of a listen.
Great job, Destin, to get in there. I'll have to look him up and try to see some of his stuff there. I know Establishment posts most of their matches up. So next we got 36, Ruby Flyer. Ruby, the deathmatch scum himself. What a reinvention Ruby made, like, the past few years here. Transferring from a cruiserweight style wrestler to kind of just going, you know, all in on the deathmatch scene, but still bringing the hardcore as well elements to his wrestling, flying to Colorado, working deathmatch tournaments.
Yeah.
He had his own deathmatch carnival that he did. He will be doing it later this year as well. So, you know, props to Rube.
Yeah. Deathmatch scum. Yeah. Going, putting his body on the line multiple times. Throughout the year. Sometimes, like you said, with that carnival, more than once in a night.
Yeah, he worked three times in that. Stephen Frick, man, what, bro. Frick, that freaking guy. Frick is, like, so smooth. Like, he's so freaking smooth in the ring. So fun to wrestle. He will do anything. Like, pretty much anything in that ring. He's like, bro, I'm good. Let's go. He's one of the guys I have to, like, pull the emergency brake on him. Be like, Frick, don't do that. I don't want you to do that. But super fun. And he's really you know, picked up more in WWN. You know, like they were leading more into him.
Kind of a WWN FIP exclusive this year. Lost the last couple of months. I think he did hurt himself a little bit, so they lose out the last couple of months here.
Is that what it was? Yeah,
of the year. September was his last match.
He might be getting a phone call from me. We'll see. Casey Vale. I don't know Casey Vale. Okay. I'm guessing he does like a talk show host gimmick. Is that what this is?
I gotta look more into the gimmick itself here. But yeah, I believe he also wrestles in that gimmick as well. Somebody that's done some proving ground, that's done some establishment, another local person pro. That like you'll see mm-hmm. local exactly like you know. So another person that has been making their rounds here, and is establishing themselves as well.
Yeah, I've seen his work. I mean, I think he wears shorts, like khaki shorts.
And we mean shorts. Yeah, oh yeah.
So like his gimmick, like I've seen a little bit of his work, maybe with establishment videos or what have you. I mean, he looks good. I mean, as far as his work goes, definitely that. That Britney Spears headset, man, like it catches my eye big time, and he's a hell of a promo. So look forward to seeing more of Casey Vale, and happy to be to see him on the list. Next we got a natural causes, Jeff Jaeger and Clayton Cross. Look at these guys showing off those belts. Tampa Bay Pro and PWR tag team champions. These guys reinvented the Tampa Bay Pro tag team division just with their reign, man. They just banger after banger. Also body transformations. These guys got in incredible shape, both Jeff and Clay. They continue to bring it. Really happy with the, the momentum that they gained in 2025. And I look forward to seeing what they do in 2026 and beyond.
Yeah, I was stepping up the work rate as well these two. Yeah, see them rocking those Tampa Bay Pro belts if you look at the graphic.
yeah. Next we got a 31, Alex Breeze closing in this batch here. Alex, I know he wrestles for Less, a local pro.
Yeah, definitely a local pro guy. I believe he even fought a Eugene when they brought him in earlier this year. It looks like so, or maybe that was last year actually. But yeah, a big local pro guy.
Awesome. Okay. Well, good to see you on there. He'd be definitely, young, good shape. And that's the end of the list that you put out, Jordan. So do you want to go into the rest?
I mean, I don't want to spoil too much. I'll give you the next 10 if you want.
Do the next 10. Let's do that.
All righty. So this is, when will this air?
I'm sorry. What is it? Here.
When did this air?
This is going to air today is January 6th, so we will air it. Oh, no, it might air later today. Are you putting it out today?
Yeah, so you know, you might get an exclusive depending on when you upload it.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, coming at you at number 30, let's see, establishment, real pro, amongst others, Ray Zeon. Good big man worker there, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, Ray, super fun, Ray Zeon. He just big ol' hoss, Ray. Also, super great dude in the back. I love hanging out, talking with Ray. He always makes me laugh, and super fun to wrestle.
Coming in at number 29, we've mentioned a few times, I think, already, just kind of like preferably, Mikey Spandex,
man, you know, it was wild when he left the Fed. To leave being a ref and come back to wrestle. But honestly, dude, he's so good. Mikey is so talented. Absolutely. And I'm so happy. You know what, man? It's kind of like like if you're playing football and you want to be the quarterback, but they keep having you go and play center and hiking the ball, but you really just want to play football and be a quarterback. And Mikey just wanted to wrestle. He didn't want a referee. He wanted to wrestle. And he did. He tried it. He did the college try and went and did it and made money. You know, it was his shoot, you know. And I'm super happy for him because he's following, like, he wants to play quarterback. Let him play quarterback. You know, you only live once. Super happy for you, bro. Happy to see you back on the scene. We got to definitely lock up again here soon. So super happy to see him. And I believe he is helping with some of the training, or at least mentoring a lot of those guys over at establishment.
Number 28, someone we're both familiar with here. I believe former Tampa Bay champion, Proving Ground champion recently, Sage Scott.
Sage Scott, Mr. A1 since day one, himself, the Trail Monger. What number was he?
28.
28, man. I would put him quite a bit higher, personally. Like top five. I mean, Sage. Sage, bro, gots the look. He can go. Hell of a promo. One of the best promos right now. I mean, that's the way that he's just a natural as far as that goes. He's evolved. Keep the momentum going, bro. Like, I know he's going to be trying to do some work, I know, with Booker soon. So or continue to do more work with Booker. So
he's talked about reality before.
Yeah, I hope that leads to more to further opportunity for him. So awesome.
Number 27. I don't know if it's formerly or they still get together occasionally, but Richard Adonis.
Oh man, Rick Adonis came back on the scene of Florida. They left for a little bit, I believe, or at least they were just doing stuff outside of the state. I think they were did a European dates or UK dates. But man, Rick, man, dude, that guy, you see that guy, how he looks now. I remember when he first came out, like,
he looks like an Adonis guy, dang it.
He looks like he ate his former self and doubled in size and muscle. I mean, like, poof, dude, you're killing it. And a hell of a fucking hand. Like, he can go, like, you know, like, super great work rate wrestler, too. So keep going. He's going to be. I think that might be a guy you might see in the Fed in the next 10 years. So
yeah, I know AEW's looked at him before. Absolutely. Yeah. Coming in number 26, CCW mainstay for a little while, Ozzie Kilmeister.
Ozzie, okay. Ozzie Kilmeister. I think I met him a few times. He was helping us with some crew stuff before. But yeah, I know he's one of their mainstay guys there, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's been there for a minute, and yeah, very popular guy over there. He's done pretty decently each year on the list, yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Number 25, Tiny Tenali.
Tiny!
Yeah, oh, she'll suplex you.
Badass. She is a badass. She's a badass bitch, man. She will fuck him up. Like, that girl can go. She's legit, bro. Like, legit amateur wrestler, you know, multiple championships, and I mean, I may have just messaged her for a booking actually today. I love me some Tiny, man. She kills it every time she comes out. And, I know she came off an ankle injury, I want to say, or lower leg injury this year, so which put her out of commission for about 3 or 4 months. But she's back on the scene. She looks better than ever. So happy to see Tiny on the list.
Well, if you just measured it for a booking, great minds think alike. Someone else might have done the same thing. Number 24.
Tiny, we're coming for you.
Yeah. Sign your DMs, but for bookings, for nothing weird. Just for bookings. Number 24. Blake Banks.
Blake. Yeah. Another guy. I think Blake probably put on about 15 pounds of muscle in the past year. His work has really gotten a lot better.
Good look, but now is, body-wise, like, you know, like you said, muscle-wise.
He's also one of the guys that was training at like 17 years old. You know what I mean? And now he's I want to say like he's 21, 22 in that ballpark. And he, you know, he's grown and he obviously wants it. He does some great matches. He continues to evolve. So, you know, hell of a hand. Another guy I could see really going to the next level too.
No, absolutely. We mentioned Richard Adonis for number 23. Let's talk about Jay Sky.
Jay Sky, man. You know, I think a lot of people, like, I brought Jay in Tampa Bay Pro, either like one of the last two or three matches, and he's such a great work rate wrestler. He's so innovative, like him and Richard Arp. But I mean, I think he's kind of like, obviously he doesn't have the body that Richard has, but he's still, he's a really good wrestler. And he brings a Suplin, I'm trying to remember what his wrestling name is. He a Hellhound? I think that's what he's going to by now. Just super talented, innovative. You know, has been experimented with new training holds and things like that. Counter-based wrestling. He's doing fantastic. I'm super happy to see him on the list.
Absolutely. Yeah. Both members of the Raps are doing great things. You know, like I said, mostly on their own. They come together every once in a while. Number 22 is Skits from CZW.
I don't know who Skits is.
Yeah, very kind of unique. Again, if you think about the name I just said, I don't want to say Joker, but very like much a clown gimmick. Character.
It's like a clown
to
gimmick.
A degree. To a degree. Yeah, sure. If you look up Skits, SKITZ from CCW.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Also, excellent. Decent listing last year, if I remember correctly, as well.
Was he? Okay, good. Yeah, oh, yeah. Excellent.
And then number 21, someone else we mentioned, preferably La Brava. Coming in at number 21.
La Brava, yes. Yeah. I think she just got injured. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but maybe her hand or something. Yeah, she's another transformation. She got incredible shape. Her wrestling is really, really improved. See her where she started to. I remember seeing her as a ring announcer. You know what I mean? And she was a trainee to now. She just worked Mucha Lucha. Up in Atlanta, also Mucha Lucha did a Thanksgiving show she was down for. So, I mean, she's obviously doing some big things and gone to Puerto Rico already. I mean, sky's the limit for her, seriously. She's good. She's a really good technical wrestler.
Absolutely. Here, you know, another just perfect example of somebody that I think was always good from the get-go that has just gotten into it, you know, found their look, found their gimmick to a degree, you know, just continually improving. La Brava, or La Brava Escobar, if you want.
Is it Escobar? So I think she won the Shine Tag Championship.
Yeah, she was definitely. Yeah, she had a couple of big moments in 2025. Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm. In one of their PPVs
with Eva Lise, maybe.
I know it's that group. I'm not sure if it was her directly and her.
Okay. All right. Is that it? That's all you're giving me?
That's all we're giving. Okay, number 20 is Dog Daddy. Yeah, but besides that, that's all I'm going to give you. You got to tune in.
It's not Dog Daddy.
To either my page, or there is now a Florida Wrestling 100 actual page itself on Facebook. You can add
on
as
Facebook.
Well.
On Facebook.
Yeah, we're working on a website as well, too. Like I said, I'm trying to make this obviously not, it's not just in any way about just me, and you know, I'm trying to make this more of a group thing too. You know, I mean, I'm always down to maybe in the future having it be kind of like a bit of a committee that overlooks the votes and whatnot, or, you know, whether it's like, you know, guys like me and you or whatever the place may be. Like I said, each year I'm looking to expand. You know, this year we went to the survey maker for Google Docs. That way it wasn't just people DMing me, you know. So
yeah, I hated that. I just was like, I can't use this, Jordan. I just sent you my Excel spreadsheet.
Well, that works too. Yeah, yeah. There's a couple people obviously I'll make exceptions for. You know, I always look forward to your input. I truly do appreciate your input each year.
Survey Monkey. Try Survey Monkey next year. Okay.
No.
It's a lot easier.
No.
Oh, you didn't like it.
It cost like money or some shit, I think.
Oh,
is it cost money?
Oh,
yeah, awesome. It gave you like, I think it said, if I'm not mistaken, like 100 free replies, and then they wanted money for like more than 100 people, and we definitely got a lot more than 100 people typing in. Well, and the good thing, I don't know if Surveying Monkey might have done the same thing, but unless you like, you know, change your IP or whatever, I'm not really sure that would work. But this does, at least for Google, it does limit you to one per person. At least it tries.
Oh, does it? Okay. Because it's using your Google account.
That way it's not,
okay.
Yeah, that way like people hopefully weren't, you know, spamming one person spamming too much anyway.
All right. So Jordan has 20 more to go. I appreciate you coming up and going over this list. I'm going to try to
absolutely
drop this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. I'm going to drop the audio here probably today. And hopefully, you know, if you are a wrestler, It gives you something to look forward to, that you're recognized in the state of Florida for the work that you do commit here, and also you know, help motivate you to try to get better, to try to get noticed or get booked on more shows. Obviously, Jordan's a promoter. I'm a promoter. Jordan's gauging from other promoters and bookers as well, and relevant talent in the state. So, and also fans. So, you know, do all those things to self-promote and build your own brand, and get on the list and get recognized. But hey, Jordan, thank you so much for putting this together. Yeah,
thanks for having me, man. Thanks for always being a good dude on many levels, including for the list and also besides the list here. Big shout out to Tampa Bay Pro. If you can go see a live event, check it out. If not, check it out on Triller. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And yeah, stay tuned to the list here. Like I said, if you got kind of a view of what the next section is, and I got 20 more on top of that here, all tremendously talented people.
Awesome. Thank you so much for Dash Guest. Yes, that's it. All right, Jordan, you take care, brother.
You too.
All right, bye.
Hey, for all your merchandise and collectible needs, check out shoptampabayprowrestling.com. We've got merch and more from your favorite superstars. We'll see you there.